Hello, Harley.
Hello, Dr. Sherman. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I keep hearing that you're supposed to take a baby aspirin a day if you're over 50, I guess. What's your opinion on that, and is there a vitamin I could take instead or a food that I should eat every day instead?
Well, normally at Tahoma Clinic, we don't recommend the use of aspirin because it can cause GI bleeding. Even a baby aspirin can cause problems, especially in people that are susceptible to, having gastric atrophy or some kind of gastritis. So aspirin can be, and the reason it's prescribed quite a bit is because it tends to keep platelets from sticking together. So typically what we use at the Tahoma Clinic is a combination of fish oil combined with a product called nattokinase. Have you heard of nattokinase?
No.
Well, nattokinase is something that it's made from soy, and it's considered a fibrinolytic, it's called. So it actually breaks up fibrin, and we typically use it even in people that have atherosclerotic plaquing to help break it down very, very gradually. Nattokinase is an enzyme, so it basically kind of eats away very slowly at the plaquing to help reduce the volume of the plaque. So I think it's much more.
What dose of nattokinase?
Well, the typical dose is anywhere from 50 to 100 milligrams, either two or three times a day, I would say, depending on your need. If you're just, if you haven't been diagnosed with any particular problem, I would say probably, 50 milligrams every 12 hours would be the way to go. And that would, stay in your system and lower your risk of a clot or, some kind of interference or atherosclerotic, rupture, hopefully. But
okay, and I trust you, Selvin. Is it N-A-T-O-K-I-N-A-C-E? Is that what it is?
Yes, that's two T's, nattokinase. And yes, we do sell that at the dispensary, and usually the combination of the fish oil and the nattokinase are a really good way to maintain and prevent cardiovascular problems. So,
okay, because I just didn't want to take the aspirin. May I ask one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, for osteoarthritis, I think I'm saying that right. I'm starting to get that in my joints and my little finger. I think Dr. Wright said to take niacinamide.
Uh-huh.
What would the dose be?
Well, it does take a fairly large dose of niacinamide. We're not talking niacin, but niacinamide.
Right.
And we're going by research from a rheumatologist back in the 1940s who told us about this. He was using 1,500 milligrams twice a day, so a total of 3,000 milligrams daily of the niacinamide. And we did research at the Tahoma Clinic that measured the mobility and the range of motion for people with osteoarthritis, and it really did improve things. You want to make sure that you're getting other B vitamins somewhere. A good B complex.
Did you say B vitamins?
Yes, a good B complex would be good to take because, you don't want your body using niacinamide for all the different vitamin B pathways. So.
Okay.
A good B complex would be prudent to take with that. But yeah, a lot of people will do 1,000 milligrams three times a day, and usually within a month or so, you start really feeling a lot better, a lot less arthritic symptoms.
Okay, and where do you practice out of, Tahoma Clinic, or are you in North Seattle?
I'm at the Tukwila Tahoma Clinic.
Tukwila, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Sherman.
You bet. Thanks for your call, Harley.